Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline is not only the voice of Petco Park and the Padres, PA announcer, but also the voice of MLB The Show, Alex Miniak, is here with Ben and Woods. Alex, it's good to have you. Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben and Woods.
Yeah! Oh, I love there that. Save that forever. Now, we are we are both PA announcers, but very different. Very different baseball and indoor box lacrosse, Alex. How do you?
You're fast paced, man. You got all the action.
I'm screaming.
I'm going with the rhythm of the flow of the game, and you're in the faces. You're rocking at the party.
Like, how do you take? Yeah, how do you like? What do you do? Do you warm up your voice before games? Do you take care of your throat? Because I really don't.
Honey and lemon. Actually, Woods does like nothing.
I do nothing. I just go in there and let
it flow. I'm horrible at it.
It's not fun. It, really. I used to do like warm ups on the drive to Seals games. I would do like the ma 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 ma
red leather, yellow leather,
and then
red leather, yellow leather.
This year, I didn't do any, and I've been terrible. So I was just curious, from one PA guy to another, man, what do you do like to take care of the pipes?
You know, as I get older, I start to think about that, right? Because I'm like, well, gosh, this is how I make my living now. Like, I really need to start taking care of the instrument here, because it's
yes.
If that goes down, I'm in trouble. So I started drinking more tea and doing those kind of things. But, yeah, you know, I find that the voice kind of – luckily, you know, we play most of our games at night, so I find that the voice kind of loosens up throughout the day just by – talking to people, having conversations, doing conference calls, you know, whatever, reading through a script, doing meetings, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, naturally through the day, as we get to 6-7 o'clock, it's going to be a lot more in shape than it was at, let's say, 6-7 a.m. So what you're hearing now is my unwarmed up voice over the phone.
Well, still pretty damn
know,
good.
A lot different.
Yeah, still pretty damn good. Talking to Alex Miniak, voice of MLB The Show, and of course the Padres PA. Now, every now and then, Alex, and I've run into this as well, you get that name. You get that name, and you're like, oh, God. And they tell you, and you look at them, you repeat it back to them, and you repeat it in your head 75,000 times. And then when it's time to read the name, you go, oh, God, which is it? And it happens to me all the time. And has there been a name over the last couple of years as you've been doing this that you just – You got panicked about, or you freaked out about doing? Is there anything that jumps into your mind?
You know, when I was in the minor leagues in New Hampshire, we had Adani Echevarria. He was coming up through the Blue Jay system, and you don't get a lot of Adani Echevarrias coming through New Hampshire that often. So, you know, it's kind of like, okay, they told me it was Adani, Echevarria.
Yeah, you practice all day.
Because it could be Echevarria.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways those things can go.
Especially when they get a little lost in translation. So you try to break your own bad habits and get it right. And then when you go to crack the mic, it's exactly how you were going to say it in the first place, which is the wrong way. It's happened. But, you know, you got to practice, you got to prepare, you got to keep going over it in your head and just lock out that mental voice. The mental voice is bad.
Oh.
Do what you know you're supposed to do.
Don't
overthink it.
So I got my start as a public address announcer as well, doing basketball games in college. And I remember I got hired. There was this international tournament that was taking place at UCSD. I got hired to do the scorebook and do the PA announcing. And the second game was with the Polish women's national team.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
They only had one person in the entire team traveling party that spoke any English. So I sat down with a team doctor for about 45 minutes before the game, going through every single name. And I went through it so long that I still remember the name of their star player because I had to go, I had to say it like 40 times.
Please
before
give it to
I
me.
Got.
Give it to me.
Elizbieta Chesniewska.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I guess lacrosse and baseball, not so bad, my
kind of had like a TCH sound at the beginning. Chesniewska.
That is
Chesniewska. One more time. Please give that to me one more time. I can remember that vividly still. That was probably 23 years ago.
That's incredible.
Much respect. I bow to you on that one.
So how does... Alex Miniak with his voice of MLB The Show and Petco Park. How does that work when you're recording for the video game?
It's just like any other studio setting, right? You go in, there's a microphone in a room, there's a couple monitors, you get handed a big book of paper, and go. You know, we joke about it that it's like reading the white pages. Like you're just going down name. And there's a man looking back at you reading all those names, you know, who's recording that, who has to cut it, who has to put it in the game and all that kind of thing. It's a process because you got to think about when we're talking here, we're talking in complete sentences and it's very casual and conversational. When you're doing it for a game, you're kind of doing it in pieces, right? So it's, you know, when I say, now coming to the plate of first name, last name, position, number, whatever, however that goes, that's five different files. So I have to think about like, oh, how it not only am I reading this name, but how are these things going to stitch together and sound right? And so that's the challenge. It's a little bit of acting involved as well. It's not just going in and just reading a bunch of names. They got to stitch together right in a way that sounds like a complete sentence when it's not.
Alex Miniak is with us here on Ben and Wood. So we're going to be streaming Padres Rockies, our virtual opening day later this morning. Do you play the game as well, MLB The Show?
I do. I'll have some more time now, unfortunately. I've just jumped on the online world. I'm on the PlayStation Network, Alex Miniak, and on Twitch, Alex Miniak. Same thing. So if anybody wants to jump on and play me, I would love to do a home run derby or meet you on the Diamond Dynasty, somewhere like one of those features, and we'll have some fun.
Woods, I have noticed you've probably gotten this with the Seals. I even remember getting it when I was calling high school and college games as the PA announcer. People have opinions on their PA announcer.
Yeah, they do, big time.
And we're all doing the best job we can. Alex, what have fans said to you? I'm sure there have been many who have said nice things and how much they enjoy it, but have there been any like sticking points? Like fans, I wish you would say this differently, or what's the deal with this? Do you have any of those in particular?
I would say that everybody is going to have an opinion of how they want to hear things pronounced or want to see things done or whatever, and that's great. I love fans when they're engaged and they want to be part of the action and they want to be involved, right? And so you'll get critiques, and critiquing is good. It may call something out that I haven't seen or I haven't noticed in a while. And so I take feedback definitely into consideration anytime I do what I do, because the ultimate judge is the 45,000 people out there, right? So I want something that's going to make them happy in that moment. When somebody steps up to the plate, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, you know, time runs 90 feet away, let's go. Like, we need to create that moment, right? And I want them to feel that moment every time I bring it, you know, over the microphone.
Yeah, and again, it's such a different thing that I do, Ben. I mean, I'm probably not the world's greatest PA announcer, but what I do bring is beating on the glass, screaming, you know, yelling, the things like right. that. I leave those games and I'm like pouring sweat.
But and Alex, well, he plays it a lot straighter, as he should at a Major League Baseball game. A day like today, it would have been opening day. When you're doing, you know, the starting lineups and you're announcing the stars and you're playing it pretty straight, but the crowd
is going nuts.
Just keeps getting more and more excited as you're hitting a Tatis and a Machado, you know, coming out. There's an exhilaration that comes with that, isn't there, as a PA announcer?
Oh, yeah. You guys played the Tatis clip, you know, a couple minutes before I joined you, and that gave me chills. And it was weird because it was me who said it, right? But I'm hearing the crowd in the background ramping up. And as an announcer, you feed off that energy, right? You know it's working. You know people are excited. You know they're amped to see the start of the game, the start of the season. All those moods and feelings and energy comes back. And it's like a big cycle, right? I'll say something, and then when I get feedback back, it feeds the machine. It comes back to me, and I'm like, okay, we can start ramping this up. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Because we're all in it together. We're all as one, and we're all rooting for the Padres and the home team and getting that whole vibe going. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Those opening day intros are some of my favorite things to do every year, that's for sure.
Well, Alex, we can't wait until we can hear you live and in person at Petco Park. You know, hopefully that's happens before too long. But until then, we will listen for you on MLB The Show 20 and appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
You got it, gentlemen. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.